This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of the 88th Independence Day. The president's address will be broadcast at 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani. It will also be telecast on all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by English version. The telecast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by its broadcast in regional languages. On the regional channels of Doordarshan, Akashvani will broadcast the regional language versions of the address at 9:30 p.m. on its respective regional networks. The nation will celebrate the 88th Independence Day tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lead the celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. Flower petals will be showered at the venue by two Mi-17 helicopters of the Indian Air Force. The unfurling of the national flag will be synchronized with the 21-gun salute. After the showering of the flower petals, the Prime Minister will address the nation from the ramparts of the Red Fort. The government has invited 100 beneficiaries of the PM Vishwakarma from the Delhi NCR region as special guests to witness the 88th Independence Day ceremony at the Red Fort, Delhi. The Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises informed that the beneficiaries will also be presented with souvenirs as a token of recognition and appreciation, followed by an interaction with officials of the Ministry of MSME today. 21 officials of the Central Bureau of Investigation have been honored with the President's Medal for Distinguished Service and Medal for Meritorious Service on the occasion of Independence Day 2026. President's Medal for Distinguished Service have been awarded to 6 officials. These include Sobha Datta, Assistant Inspector General of Police, Manoj Banerjee, Additional Superintendent of Police, Ginni Rana, Additional Superintendent of Police, and Sanjay Kumar Samal, Deputy Superintendent of Police, CBI. Services of the Delhi Metro will commence from all terminal stations across its network at 4 a.m. on Independence Day. The Delhi Metro Rail Corporation said the decision has been taken to facilitate the movement of special guests, invitees, and the general public attending the Independence Day celebration. The DMRC said metro services will operate at a 30-minute frequency on all lines until the commencement of regular revenue services as per the scheduled timetable of the day. Today is Partition Horrors Remembrance Day. The nation is paying homage to all those who sacrificed their lives and suffered unimaginable pain during the partition in 1947. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh have paid homage to all those who lost their lives in the partition and to those who struggled against atrocities on Partition Horrors Remembrance Day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi termed the partition as a moment in history that tore apart several lives, where families were uprooted, loved ones were lost, and immense suffering was endured. He also wished that the day deepens everyone's resolve to preserve harmony and brotherhood in the country and work collectively towards building a Viksit Bharat. Joining the rest of the nation, the Department of Art and Culture, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, successfully organized a solemn commemoration of Partition Horrors Remembrance Day at the auditorium of the Directorate of Art and Culture in Nahalagan today. The event marked a poignant reflection on the historical suffering and resilience of those affected by the partition. India has dispatched the first tranche of the 20 metric ton relief supplies to Colombia to support ongoing post-earthquake recovery efforts. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar said the assistance includes medicines and medical equipment, temporary shelter and hygiene support, and other essential items needed in the aftermath of the disaster. He noted that India stands in solidarity with the people of Colombia during these difficult times. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Narcotics Control Bureau has secured the return of a fugitive drug kingpin, Virender Singh Basoya, from the UAE. He was taken into custody upon his arrival at the IGI airport, New Delhi, early this morning. His return to India was secured through sustained coordination with the UAE authorities by Indian agencies. Mr. Shah said these remarks are a new milestone in the government's policy of zero tolerance against narcotics. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.